In some places along the shore, Sandy destroyed habitat where shorebirds like to nest. But in other areas, it actually created or improved nesting spots, like at Barnegat Lighthouse State Park on Long Beach Island.
Can you see the oyster catcher?
Brooke Maslow is a professor and researcher at Rutgers University.
He just turned his head. He's got an orange beak.
In addition to the American oyster catcher, we're also talking about black skimmers, lease terns, and the hard-to-spot piping plover.
These are piping plover tracks.
Oh my gosh, they're tiny.
Yeah.
Plovers like to plop their nest right on the beach, out in the open, where they can see predators coming, and where their beige and gray coloring helps them blend with sand and shells. In recent years, there's only been 100, maybe 120 pairs of piping plovers nesting in the state. On this site, there's typically been one pair. Since Sandy, it's two, maybe three pairs.
So where we're walking right now, this was a large dune prior to Sandy.
Todd Pover is the Beach Nesting Bird Project Manager for the Conserve Wildlife Foundation of New Jersey.
And this is what the storm did. It flattened it. It created this more sparsely vegetated, shelly area that especially the plovers, but also lease terns and skimmers prefer.
Maslow and Pover are trying to catalog Sandy's impact on bird habitat and figure out a way to preserve any new areas for nesting that might be created during future storms. Because the first instinct after Sandy was to undo much of what the storm had done to protect people and infrastructure. For example, Maslow cites a stretch from Monmouth Beach to Seabright, where Sandy leveled a dune in front of a seawall, making a sandy area good for the birds. It didn't last.
Now, this protective dune in front of the seawall is there, and to date, we haven't seen any birds. And there were, I would say, three pretty active nesting locations within that stretch.
It's definitely a big balancing act.
Beth Brandreth is a biologist and endangered species coordinator for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's her job to look at the needs of people and birds.
So I'm kind of, you know, I guess like the great negotiator here in the middle. And, you know, I try to make sure that our end product is something that, you know, accomplishes our flood protection goals, but then is also protecting the species and enhancing any habitat to the best of our ability as well.
After Sandy, the Army Corps has been working to build or repair protective dunes along the entire New Jersey coastline. Brandreth says they limit work on beaches during nesting season and build 1,000-foot buffer areas around any nest they do find. They also require communities with beach fill projects to have a plan for how to manage the species once the project is done. But even still, Maslow questions the impact of this work on birds.
Long linear dunes with flat manicured beaches is not an ecosystem. It's more of a lawn.
Plus, she says when tides eat away at the new berms, it can create steep drops into the water.
So it's more of a cliff. For plovers and oyster catchers, that's the Grand Canyon to a bird that's only a couple inches tall.
Maslow understands the need to protect people and infrastructure. She's not saying the birds should come first, just that after future storms, there might be a way to preserve some of the new habitat that's been created, to let some beaches move through their natural cycles.
There
he is.
Yeah.
There's one.
Yep, there's one, and it's flying away from us.
Finally, we spot a piping plover in the distance. It's a little cotton ball resting on these tiny twig legs.
Now it's walking up.
Even with binoculars, it's hard to spot, which is actually a good sign.
The fact that it's difficult to find nests and birds here is a good indication of the fact that this is pretty good habitat.
We get a little closer before the bird takes flight, sweeping right past us.
Oh, that was a good little buzz right there.
That's the best you're going to get.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.